One of the more unusual but increasingly common aspects of this coronavirus pandemic is people suffering from symptoms of COVID for many weeks to months after the time period typically taken for recovery. The average time of illness and recovery is considered to be anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks. On average, it's 14 days and most people do recover in that time. But there are some unfortunate ones who end up being ill for a much longer period of time with what is now being called long COVID or long haul COVID. In this episode, we're going to discuss what long COVID is, why it occurs in some people, what these long haulers face, and what their recovery is like. My name is Sandhya Ramesh and this is Pure Science. As time goes on and the pandemic progresses, we're gaining more data and more information about the long-term effects of the virus on our bodies and how the virus affects different people differently. Long COVID came into prominent attention in the months of April, May, and June when reports started cropping up about hundreds of Facebook support groups being created for people to share their experiences with suffering from COVID for a longer duration and for people to support others who do. Because one of the most common responses that long haulers tend to get from medical authorities is that they are exaggerating their pain or symptoms, support groups continue to play a crucial role for most people. It, of course, is not the case that symptoms are being exaggerated. We now have documented evidence of many patients undergoing long COVID. So what actually happens in the body during long COVID? The plain answer is that we simply do not know enough. What makes it confusing is that many long haulers were actually in very good health before getting infected with the virus. They all displayed a wide variety of symptoms during the most acute or severe phase of their illness, but as their fever and respiratory symptoms improved and subsided, there were other symptoms which did not improve. Most persistent symptoms in long haulers are those that are similar to myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome or NECFS. As the name suggests, what manifests in the body with NECFS is chronic fatigue, which is not improved by resting. Chronic fatigue is a complicated disorder that cannot be fully explained. People suffering from NECFS find it very hard to go about their daily routine, and the fatigue often worsens after an intense physical or mental activity. It affects even common everyday tasks such as waking up and brushing your teeth or being involved in family discussions. Because it just feels like extreme tiredness coupled with deteriorating mental health, it is often not diagnosed and can lead to a serious disability that lasts for years. In fact, it is thought that up to 90% of people who have NECFS have not been diagnosed with it. Most people tend to become bound to the bed or to the house eventually. NECFS generally affects people between the ages of 40 and 60 and primarily white women. However, anyone can get it at any point in their life. And with COVID, people who get it seem to get it irrespective of their age or health. We are still not sure what causes NECFS with or without COVID, despite decades of research into it. The disorder seems to be triggered by a combination of various factors, including viral illnesses, hormone imbalance, immune system issues, and psychological stress. However, a single cause has never been pinpointed. And even after COVID, we don't know what exactly triggers NECFS in COVID patients. Chronic fatigue can sometimes even cause additional complications of mental health disorders such as depression that tend to ride on the coattails of this fatigue and inability to function on an everyday basis. NECFS leads to direct physical health effects, of course, but also to lifestyle changes such as isolation and even increased absence from work or underperformance due to lack of focus. There's no cure for NECFS, but in most people, symptoms can be either managed or treated to a relative degree. The earlier it's diagnosed, the better, as is the case with most illnesses. Some long haulers with long COVID have described symptoms lasting for over 120 to 150 days and symptoms which include things such as tremors, ringing in the ears, bruises and rashes, chills, and even breathing difficulties. Of course, these are different from those with lasting damage to their lungs and other bodily organs. Understanding long COVID is one of those things that is coming to the forefront primarily because of social media and Facebook support groups. Patients have started to self-monitor and note down symptoms and meticulously document their own recovery. Symptoms of long COVID include not just tiredness and lethargy, but also joint and muscle pain, headaches, restless sleep, loss of memory or concentration, inflammation in the body, hypersensitivity to noise or light, and much, much more. When it comes to COVID patients, many had previously developed pulmonary or lung issues, but what persisted after they tested negative was chronic fatigue in most cases. Long-haul COVID symptoms also include insomnia or inability to sleep continuously, anorexia or increased appetite, inability to concentrate and focus, confusion and brain fog, swelling up of lymph nodes, and of course, excessive fatigue. Some people do have persistent fever, and most people complain of decline in cognitive function and mental ability as well. In May, a group of patients documenting their own recovery also released a report with data belonging to over 600 people as a part of a patient-led research. One common thread emerged among all of this data, which is that recovery is non-linear. People don't just test negative for the virus and then recover smoothly. Instead, up to 89% of people have relapses and fall ill again, and up to 70% of people kept developing newer symptoms. The patient group found that COVID is not just respiratory after it affects the body, but becomes systemic, with symptoms extending to the digestive system, the neurological system, the cardiovascular system, and other parts of the body. Neurological issues are widely prevalent and underreported, with brain fog and concentration issues being reported by 70% of people, making them as common as cough. 61% of patients experience dizziness, 32% experience numbness in their extremities such as their fingertips and toes, 29% experience hallucinations or lucid dreaming where it feels like you can control the direction in which your dream moves, and up to 27% of long COVID patients experience short-term memory loss. Multiple other studies have also shown varying numbers of people experiencing long COVID. In June, there was a study from Italy that stated that nearly 9 in 10 patients, or about 87% of people who had already been discharged, were still experiencing some symptoms over 60 days after the onset of the disease or after first testing positive. The study found that 13% of people who had been discharged had no symptoms, but 60 days later, 32% had one or two symptoms and 55% had three or more symptoms. Although in this particular study, no one had any acute fever or a serious degree of illness, they reported constant fatigue, joint pain, and lots of chest pain. Similarly, in the UK also, there was data that was released by a healthcare app that was being used by millions of people. And this app found that of nearly 4 million users, 1 in 10 people are sick for more than 3 weeks when they are diagnosed with COVID. And now in India too, reports have started cropping up about long hauler symptoms and people suffering for more than a few weeks or even months at a time. In addition to all of these symptoms, long COVID patients also experience abnormal heart rate, persistent diarrhea, rapid weight loss, other digestive issues, encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, nausea, extreme thirst, loss of taste and smell, and loss of vision and hearing. We have been trying to get to the root of long COVID to understand why the symptoms manifest the way they do and for the time period that they do. Scientists are trying to see if maybe one of the theories is that the brain is affected and thus is causing all of these issues, for example. But the virus has been detected in the cerebrospinal fluid or the brain only in extremely rare cases. Scientists also think that there are a large number of glial cells that are activated, which are non-neuron cells in the central nervous system, which could in turn be leading to metabolic issues and subsequently to chronic fatigue. We just simply do not understand why people show all of the symptoms of this disease persistently, even after potentially testing negative for it and for such long and varying periods of time. However, we can avert many potentially serious health crises in the future by observing growing trends in COVID data right now and by understanding how the disease manifests and its effects on large numbers of people.